Blog Talk Radio.
As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. For most of us, the holidays are right around the corner, and I hope that everybody's holiday is looking bright. And for those of you whose holiday isn't looking bright, understand that that too shall pass. And, you know, we just need to maybe make some changes, some adjustments, and also find out what it is that we really need to do to get ourselves back on the right track, but just never give up hope. Always understand that you can do it. It's possible. And for all of those that are having a great holiday season, maybe you need to step up and reach out to try to help some of those people that aren't doing as well as they would like to be doing, because everybody needs a little helping hand. We all stand on the, or we all have stood on the shoulders of giants. Anyway, with no further ado, today's show is going to be on a subject that is near and dear to my heart, and one that I don't really think a lot of people pay any attention to. At least they don't pay any attention to it until theirs is violated. They don't pay any attention to it until they feel as though somebody has not done the things to make them feel comfortable with them. Today's show is actually on trust. What is trust? Well, I'm not going to get into a long encyclopedia definition of trust, but trust is the ability for you and for someone else to believe that you, or for you to believe that they, will do what they say, for you to have faith, for you to believe that that person is going to follow through with their promises, be it that they make an appointment or be it that they make a promise to you. Trust is something that should be cherished. It's something that each and every one of us should take seriously. And when we give our word, that word should mean something. Because guess what? If nobody trusts you, then what do you really have? You know, if your family doesn't trust you, if your kids don't trust you, if you don't trust somebody, let's look and think of how we feel when somebody violates our trust. Think of the people that have let you down in your life, how they let you down. You've given them a certain level of trust. You had a certain level of faith in those individuals, and what have they done? They violated that trust. They didn't come through with their promise. They didn't do what they said that they were going to do. They didn't basically walk the talk. They just talked. So they didn't follow through. So that's a person that has, of course, lost your trust. And once a person loses trust for you, once you lose trust for a person, your relationship with that person is never the same. And why is it never the same? It's never the same, not because they violated your trust or your belief in them more than, you know, one time. It's probably because they've done it more than once. You know, to put it in a small story, you know, there's a couple of different individuals that in my business dealings, you know, I've dealt with. And these are people that I legitimately wanted to do business with. I wanted to work with them. I wanted to help them, you know, and of course, create a relationship. And a relationship built on trust, a relationship built on our ability to do the job, get the job done, to help each other grow, to help each other move forward in our lives to try to find success, financial success, emotional success, and also to be able to do the things that we want to do for our families. However, time and time again, I found myself in the position, and I'm assuming that just about everybody listening today has also found themselves in the position where the person made all of these promises. And in some cases, they were small promises. But those small promises, because that person didn't come through, because that person didn't live up to their side of the bargain, because of the fact that with those small little bits of trust, they let you down, that person will never get the opportunity to even experience the big levels of trust that could have come forward. You know, I just find it amazing. I mean, there's one young lady that I've met, wow, probably 8 months ago. And the first time I met the lady, you know, somebody introduced me, and, you know, I talked to the person. I was like, listen, you know, we ought to get together. Let's do a one-to-one. Let's try to get to know each other. Let's grow this relationship. And from that, maybe we can grow a business relationship where I could give you referrals, you could give me referrals. You know, we could learn about each other and see if, you know, if we have a chemistry, a working business chemistry that we could work together. And even if we don't necessarily do business with each other, I'm sure that we'll come across people in which each of us, once we know each other better, could help, or other people that we could help. You know, again, using a giver's gain type of a mindset and trying to, again, grow a relationship, not being a hunter, but being a farmer, being somebody out there that's trying to lay, you know, lay the ground, lay the seeds, you know, cultivate it, you know, weed it, water it, you know, do the thing, put the nutrients in that need to be in there, you know, to make it so that in the end, everybody wins. In the end, everybody comes out on top, where there are no losers. So the overall goal, especially in, when I do business, is to try to create a win-win situation. However, for the most part, most of that business, probably 80% of it, if not 85%, is based on trust. If your customers can't trust you, then they're not going to stay with you. All right? If your partners can't trust you, they're not going to stay with you. You know, if your family can't trust you, they're not going to have a lot of faith in you. You're not going to be able, they're not going to feel as though they can rely on you. And most of us want to be of service. Most of us want to help other people. Now, there again are some people that don't want to help anybody but themselves. But I would like to think and like to believe that the majority of people are actually people that want to help their fellow man in one way or another. And some of us do it in different ways, but it doesn't matter. The whole thing is that we do it. But anyway, this one young lady that I talked to, she owns a photography studio. And, you know, I talked to her, I sent her a couple of emails, said, okay, you know, we need to get together. Well, in 8 months, me and this young lady have never gotten together. In all of the emails that I've sent her, where she, at least the ones that she's replied back to, she sent me, yeah, we really need to get together. Yeah, I just need to find time. This person has never been able to find time. Now, I have a trust issue with this person. Why do I have a trust issue with this person? Because this person can't eke out 10 to 20 minutes of their time or 30 minutes to an hour of their time to sit down with me and to tell me about them, basically, for me to listen to what they have to say, to get an understanding of their business, to get an understanding of them, and to then try to do my best to help them, whether I get something out of the deal or not. Trying to actually create a relationship and hopefully a reciprocal relationship where we can grow and develop. So this particular person, their trust level with me is very, very low because this person, one, has not met up with me not one time, has not honored any of the things that they've said, and has not been a person of character. Now the person has been a character. Now, to just get a little bit more deeper into this story, this person is also part of another or other networking groups and organizations. And the person I've seen at least 4 or 5 other networking events. And when I speak to the person in some cases acts like they never saw me before, and in other cases goes, oh, yeah, I've been meaning to get with you again. That's a level of trust you don't want. You know, that's a level of trust you don't want to have anybody to, that you don't want to have with another person. You want to have a trusting relationship where you can work together, or at least a level of respect. With the present relationship in question, I respect the person, but again, to date, I would probably never do business with that person. Why? Because that person has, again, violated my trust. Now, when it comes to trust, a lot of us have problems with a couple of different areas, and that's what adds to our inability to actually have trust with another individual. And one of those things is clarity. All right? People have to make sure that what they are saying is clear, so that it's not ambiguous, so that it's not vague. You need to be specific when you're going to have an agreement, even if it's a verbal agreement with another person. In writing, it's always pretty specific, usually. But when you're having a verbal agreement with somebody, if you don't want to meet with that person, tell that person up front you don't want to meet with them. All right? You don't think that it would be a good fit. You know, you're not interested. At least then that person can respect you as somebody that's honest about what you're saying. Another thing is compassion. Number two is the compassion. Compassion is the one reason that everyone loves their mom, takes care of others, you know, keeps their eyes or keeps in contact with other people, shows emphasis. Compassion is your love, your want, and your need about something, you know, about what it is that you care about, what you feel for, and how passionate you are about it, how serious you are about that particular thing that you're doing. To show somebody that you have trust in them, you need to show compassion for what it is. But you also need to understand that no matter what it is that you're doing, that is still a thing. It's people that you create your passions with and for. You know, if you have a love for music, you have a love for the creation of that music, and somebody created that music, and that music sends a signal, that music has a melody, that melody makes you feel something inside your heart and soul. It's not just a thing of music. It's what all of the things in music create for the individual. Another thing that we need to talk about, number three. Number three is character. Do what's right. It's not going to always be easy, all right? You got to think of somebody like George Washington Marcus Garvey. We can talk about Marcus Garvey. But all of these other people, Martin Luther King, that have been people that have had strong character. I mean, even Malcolm X. Malcolm X was a very strong character. He believed very strongly in what it was. But he was also a very intelligent and intuitive person in the sense that when he realized that what it was that he was passionate about was slightly off or wrong, he made an adjustment in his belief in Islam. You know, when he realized that Islam wasn't just an African-American religion, he kind of changed his tune. All right, unfortunately, it ended up being in his death, but at least he was man enough, he had enough character, enough personal fortitude and belief to where he still did the right thing. He still stood up for what he believed in and, again, did what was right. So character. We all need to be people of character as we work to grow trust and understanding with another person. Competency. All right? An example is you don't want just anyone doing a root canal on you. You know, competency means that you know your craft. You can do it. You know, you're not going to hire a farmer to remove your gallbladder, okay? You're not going to hire, you know, a person that doesn't know anything about auto mechanics to work on your car. Why? Because that person isn't competent in that area. They don't have enough knowledge in that area to actually do the task, so they're not competent in it, okay? Well, again, with trust, you need to be competent. If you're not competent in a certain thing, then the person that's asking you to do it, you need to explain to them, listen, this isn't my area of expertise. This isn't something I'm familiar with. I'm not competent. I'm not capable of actually performing this task or performing it at the level in which I believe you need it to be performed in. Again, because you don't want to violate that person's trust. They may believe something and their belief may be wrong. They may have the wrong information, so you aren't the right person to do it. Contributions. People trust your contributions for results, all right? If someone is fully passionate and has character who doesn't bring the results, that will result in the trust department, that your contribution, you're not able to contribute at the level, again, which that person was expecting. So contribution and competency actually go hand in hand, your ability to do it and then your contribution and how you're going to do it. Are you going to give enough of yourself? Are you going to actually put forth the necessary energy to get whatever it is that you need to get done, done? The next thing is your commitment. Your commitment is one of the ways that you build trust. And also, it's one of the ways that you keep trust. You know, if you're going to do something at 100% every time that you do it, then people are going to look at you as a person that whenever you take a task, you commit to it because you always give 100% of yourself. You always give your all. Plus that, remember, too, if we're looking at a referral type of basis, all of these things come back together because you're not only representing yourself, you're also representing the person that stepped up for you. You're also representing the person that referred you. You're also representing the person that had faith in you being able to do whatever it is that they've shared your name with somebody for, as in being a person that's competent, that's capable, and that's committed to doing the best job possible. Again, all of these things, again, fall underneath the area of trust. Another thing is connection, all right? People like to buy from people that they like. You know, I hear Dr. Ivan Meiser, who's the founder and chairperson of BNI. He's constantly saying is no matter what you do, people like to do business with people they like. So you need to be likable. You need to be able to make that connection. You need to be able to grow that relationship into a relationship where you can have that professional relationship. And hopefully with time, it doesn't always happen. Maybe from that connection, you may also become friends or a trusted friend or a trusted advisor. You know, I was listening to somebody the other day and they were telling me how they have an insurance person that is their trusted advisor. They've made a connection with that insurance person, and they go to that insurance person when they have questions about stuff sometimes that doesn't even have to do with insurance. That's that connection. And that's also that trust, because that person has shown commitment to quality. That person has shown a connection. That person has shown a strong character in trying to get the person the best information and the most information that they can that's going to help them with their particular problem or task. That person has become competent, and they're competent in the sense that even though the question that the person may be asking them isn't their area, they're competent in the sense that they know someone else that is competent in that area and then referring that person to them or getting the information from that person and then saying, hey, if you still want to go forward with this, if you're still interested based on the information that I sent you, please let me know, showing again their ability to be committed and competent and all of that and contributing to them and saying, and I'll connect you with my friend who actually gave me this information, you know, because I believe that this person is the person that could probably help you, but also building, in a way, a relationship with that person. Because guess what? You don't know who the other person knows. But by building that relationship, now a connection has occurred where a connection may have never gone. Right now, we've got a lot of people that are doing these dating things. They've got Christian Mingle and a bunch of other different dating services out there. And even on that, they have people that talk about, hey, we only lived 5 miles away from each other. However, we would have never met if it hadn't have been for this third-party entity interceding between us and helping us to make this connection that they're very happy with. Do all of those connections work out? No. Do all of any connections like that happen or work out? No, they don't. But the fact that that connection was there, now there's an opportunity for there to be an opportunity for a connection to occur. The next thing is consistency. Consistency is why, even though I don't recommend it, consistency is why we eat McDonald's. Because if we go to a McDonald's, no matter where it is that we go, we know for the most part it's going to be consistent. All right? There used to be a thing that used to be, I think it was McDonald's, 2 all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. That became a consistency. Now, the meat might have gotten a lot thinner, but for the most part, the formula, the consistency of it has remained the same. That has become consistent. So if you're getting a burger in Frankfurt, or you're getting a burger in Norway, or you're getting a burger in Cincinnati or New York or Virginia or D.C. Or wherever it is, Ohio, no matter where you're getting a burger at, it may be a different meat, but that consistency of the formula is always going to be there. Because I believe I had a McDonald's in Norway, and I think it was reindeer meat. Didn't like it, but still that consistency was there. And that's why we look for people that are going to consistently perform at a certain level for us. And we're always looking for somebody to raise the bar. But if we've got somebody that's meeting all of our standards or exceeding all of our standards, we're not really going to look for somebody else. We're not going to really put ourselves out there for new people because we've already got somebody that we have a relationship with. Their price is right. It's working. We've created that relationship. They've shown a consistency to do business with us and to give us good return on our investment. So trust, ladies and gentlemen, is a pretty critical thing. You know, I had another gentleman not too long ago that told me, hey, I'm going to get back with you tomorrow. You know, just stand by and I'll get this information to you. Well, of course, tomorrow came, never heard from the person. Then I had the person, you know, another day went by. So I sent an email to the person figuring, hey, we're all human, we forget. Dude, I'm sorry, I wasn't in my office. As soon as I get to my office, I'm going to hit you back. Okay. Again, I've received nothing from this person. Now, it's not because I'm not competent. It's not because I'm not dependable. It's because people have to also perceive a value, and people also get caught up. So at this point in the relationship between me and this person, I don't feel as though that person sees me as being a person of enough value for them to put in that extra effort. However, I also have to take into consideration that things happen. Just like things happen in my life, things happen in other people's lives. So I'm going to reach out to that person again. And I'm going to say, hey, what's going on? How you doing? You know, hadn't heard from you. Hope everything is okay. Because, again, sometimes things happen that are unforeseen. Now, if that person drops the ball a third time and maybe a fourth time, then, again, my opinion of that person is going to go down. My ability to be able to trust and depend on this person to come through later on in our relationship is going to be weakened. And the reason that it's weakened is because this person has kind of violated my time, and they've also violated my trust. And they've also shown that at this particular point, they're not dependable. They're not trustworthy. They're not somebody that I can actually put faith in to do what they say that they're going to do. So the moral of this entire program today is, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk. If you're going to say that you're going to do something, if you're going to represent yourself, your family, your product, your service, then represent those things to the best of your ability. As in, treat people like you want to be treated. If you're not willing to fix the problems that you have, then guess what? You're part of the problem. And if you're asking someone else to do certain things and you're not willing to do them, again, you're part of the problem. And each of us plays a part in our success and in our failure. So be a person of character. Be consistent. Be consistent, all right? Be competent in what you do. Always know that there's always more to learn and there's always people out there that can use your help. You know, network. Get to know other people. Get to know their skills. Get to know their skills, likes, loves, and desires outside of just what you do with business. Understand that there's an opportunity for all of us, and if we could all just work together, we could all have a better life. So if you want to have your best year ever, And you need to take some of the things that I said and some of the other things that you may know of that weren't covered here, and you need to make the adjustment. You need to plan your work, work your plan, but you need to mostly take action, follow through, get a checklist, get a mission board, you know, make yourself a dream board, whatever it is that you need to do that's going to help you to get over that hurdle. But you need to make sure that you are willing, more than willing, to give 120% of yourself to become the success that you say that you want to be. Success leaves clues. And all you need to do is follow those clues, pick up on those little pointers, and then do your part, and success will come to you. Again, it may not come to you as quickly as it comes to some, but guess what, too? Those that work for it, those that work toward it, and those that stay consistent and do the things that they need to do will reach that level. They will find success. And success is different for every individual that I've ever talked to. But remember, too, it's not just about money. It's about a whole bunch of different things. And all of those things together bring you success, bring you joy, bring you happiness, and make you the powerful, wonderful, super individual that you were meant to be, that God put you on this planet to become. So, with no further ado, let's go out there and let's trust as many people as we can. Let's try to do as much as we can do to build our networks and ourselves to become what we were meant to become. Let's do the things necessary to have a great and fantastic life. And 2013 is right around the corner. Let's make it our best year ever. And let's start making it our best year ever today. Okay? Again, beware of false knowledge. It is more dangerous than ignorance. Take care, be well, and everybody have a blessed day. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. And until the next show, I hope everybody is on top of their game and doing the things that make them happy. Live your life, love your life, and live it to the fullest. Take care, and again, be well.